The U.S. Attorney's Office says two fires at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard were caused by a civilian shipyard worker. The first fire caused massive damage to the USS Miami nuclear submarine in May. NHPR's Ryan Lessard has been following today's announcement, and he joins me now with more. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Brady.
The suspect is named Casey James Fury. What do we know about him?
Yeah, Casey James Fury is a 24-year-old who's been working as a sandblaster and a painter at the USS Miami while it's been undergoing maintenance and upgrades. You know, he's a civilian in Portsmouth, and really we don't know much else about him.
But authorities say they do have a good idea about how he started the fires. Is that right?
Yeah. The first one happened on May 23rd. If you recall, Fury told NCIS investigators that he's working in the torpedo room. He was stripping paint using a needle gun. There was another coworker in the room with him. He was at the other end of the room wearing earmuffs and earplugs with his back to Fury. So he didn't notice when Fury left the torpedo room. He went up the stairs into one of the staterooms, found a bag of rags on one of the bunks. You might actually recall some talk of a vacuum cleaner. That was actually located on the top bunk. It was not caused by any electrical problem, of course, we know at this point. But it started in that same room. He then returned to the torpedo room after lighting the bag of rags on fire, continued needle gunning, and then evacuated with his coworker when the smoke became visible.
And then the second fire was on June 16th. How did that get started?
Yeah, Fury was, you know, working outside of the sub this time. He found a plastic bag of alcohol wipes, hid them behind some plywood underneath the submarine on the dock, and lit them. This fire barely caused any damage, but it was the first one the investigators connected to him.
And how did they start to connect both fires to Fury?
Well, the NCIS agents conducted interviews with everyone working on the submarine following each fire. The first interview Fury did after the second fire, he denied what he had done. He even signed a sworn statement to that effect. But in a second interview, this time with the lead investigator, he admitted lighting the wipes on fire. At this point, he still maintained that he didn't start the first fire in May that caused the immense damage to the ship. But NCIS investigators later got him to do a polygraph voluntarily. During the test, he initially lied, saying that he did not start the May fire. But when the tester confronted him with this, he caved in and confessed.
That apparently answers who set the fires, but did he say why he set them?
He told investigators he was experiencing a great deal of anxiety in both of these cases. When he was working in the torpedo room on May 23rd, his anxiety got, quote, really bad. And then he wanted to get out of work early. He said the same thing about the second fire. Fury became increasingly anxious following a text conversation he had with his ex-girlfriend, in which he accuses her of having a new love interest or something like that. Again, he told investigators he just wanted to get out of work early because of the anxiety. He also told NCIS he was taking some medication like Celexa for anxiety and depression and Klonopin for anxiety. Also, the week after he started the second fire, NCIS learned that Fury checked himself into an inpatient mental health facility for about 3 days.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Brady.
NHPR's Ryan Lessard. We have more on the investigation into the fires at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard and the charges announced today at our website, nhpr.org.